You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday, July 29th, and it's hard to believe it's almost August. Gosh, this year's been absolutely insane. So, first and foremost, before I go any farther, I want to thank the people who have made this podcast possible. These are some of my donors, and I appreciate them very, very much. I want to thank them publicly right now, okay? Rare Lists, thank you. Rick, thank you. James, thank you. Faggot for Alphas, thank you. RVK205, thank you. TSS, 1956, thank you. Kay Shannon, anyway, thank you. Wayne, thank you very much. Tanner, thank you. Michael, thank you very much. Master Arison, well, what can we say about that guy? Thank you very much, Master. Travis, thank you. Steven, thank you. BGM, thank you very much. Logan Bear, thank you. James, thank you. Michael, thank you. APT, thank you. James, thank you. Deej, thank you. Mario, thank you. DTC Drag Fan, woo, thank you. And Tom, thank you very much. Thanks to all of these guys for their continued support. Some of them have been with me for, from the very beginning of this podcast, and have been supporting me, and I really, really appreciate it. So I just want to thank them all for their support. If you want to be a part of the Patreon account, the link is on the front page of the website and the sticky post, so you can join up if you'd like, okay? Anyway, I have a special guest interview today. A few podcasts ago, I didn't do scat. I talked about scat, and it caused kind of a problem. So I thought it would be instructive to talk to one of these shit eaters personally and find out what the hell is wrong. I mean, what's going on in their mind. So I got a really nasty pig. You all know him as Vegas Faggot online, and I thought he would be a good one. He is a well-known shit eater, and so he wanted to come on and talk to me about eating logs. That's his words, not mine, okay? And so, anyway, we had a really fun conversation, and here it is.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Okay, I am here with someone that, if you follow me on Twitter or if you look at the website every once in a while, you'll see this faggot that is on the podcast tonight. He is known as Vegas Faggot on Twitter. And anyway, say brother, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me, brother.
Yeah. It's nice to have you here. I asked Vegas Faggot to VF. I don't know. I need something that rolls off the tongue better than Vegas Faggot. I don't know. But I asked Vegas Faggot to be on the podcast tonight because of my, I guess, controversial podcast, number 148, I think it was, that talked where I talked about scat. And for the lay people out there, which is probably most people, scat is shit play. Okay. And that could be a wide variety of things there, you know, either eating it, wearing it, you know, whatever. I've been informed staring at it. Anyway, you had a problem with the podcast, the episode, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did. Let me first say that, you know, I respect the heck out of you. And I think I've told you before, months and months ago, how much I appreciate, you know, what you do on the podcast.
Okay, that's the show, everybody. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
It's not the show. I have more to say. Damn it. Okay. But no, but I really do appreciate it, what you do. And I think that one of my hopes is that, you know, FWA is sort of normalized in, you know, in large part due to what you do and others do on Twitter and elsewhere. And I think that kinks ought to be normalized as much as we can, and certainly shouldn't be judged within our kink communities, you know? And so, yeah, I wouldn't say I had a problem. I had a different perspective, and I wanted to communicate that to you, and I did.
Sure.
And so, yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I don't mind being wrong. It just it just rarely ever happens.
Wow, that's an interesting faggot perspective.
That's not a very faggoty thing to say.
That's not very faggoty, no.
Actually, I was just corrected again on the website by an alpha today. So it's like it never ends, really. I just view it as like I'm being shaped into something. You know what I'm saying? Like all the, these kind of criticisms or adjustments, I feel like it's perfecting me, you know? So I take all that stuff very, very well. So anyway, and I was saying I appreciate it. So that's why you're here, because I want you to kind of explain how you got started with scat. How old were you when you first, was it something that you wanted to do prior to that, or was it something that happened to you?
It was early on when I sort of came out to myself when I was 12, 13, 14. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess that the toilet scene in a way sort of was always attractive to me. I've always been orally fixated. So,
yes.
And like many of us, if not most, but anyways, and so, and I lived near a large metropolitan center where there was a lot of, gay activity and kink activity and so on. And so I sort of naturally fell into, for some reason, into, water sports and piss play. Mm-hmm. And there's something about me, I guess, and I think it's probably fairly common that as you satisfy one fantasy, there are others that become interesting to you, and it can be sort of degrees of intensity. Sure. And so anyways, the short answer to your question is probably around 15. I did my first shit play and I've been doing it ever since. And, so
how did you get to it at 15? I mean, I think that's pretty early for shit play.
I was sucking dick at 12. So,
I understand that, but 15 year olds don't generally even think about shit play, typically, and I don't think I'm reaching here. I think it's fairly uncommon for a 15-year-old to know anything about shit play or even consider it, but.
Well, let me say, instead of Metropolitan Center, let me just make it more clear, San Francisco.
Okay.
All right. And, if you grow up.
The gay Mecca.
Yeah. Especially in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and when there's, tons.
God,
and
how
tons.
Old are you? Just kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
It's not a nice question to ask a lady, But anyways, so yeah, I mean, it is true. And I mean, maybe part of it is that we, you know, in those days we were meeting in bathrooms primarily. I don't know. But, you know, it was readily available. And, you know, you read the back pages of the BAR at the time or the Advocate in those days. And there's ads and there's, you know, you beat off to ads and pictures at that time. There was no internet.
Right.
And, you know, so it was sort of fantasy play. And then you realize, you know, you could hire somebody or meet somebody at a dive bar that's primarily BDSM or water sports and that right. kind of thing. And it's just a small step. And that's part of what I want to say tonight. And you know, look, it's not for everybody. I'm not trying to tell people to do it. I don't want people to say, don't do it. But for people who are inclined, you know, for boys who are inclined, it's easy to fall into it. And
boys,
you know,
18 years or older. Thank you.
Yes. Agreed.
I want to make that stipulation. Okay.
Right.
I'm already in enough trouble with that.
Anyway. Right.
But okay. So how old was the person that you were doing the shit play with at 15?
Probably about, I don't know, mid-20s.
Oh, what a lovely, pedophile story. That's great.
Yeah.
So did he knew how old you were, I guess?
Or guess I don't know.
It? Okay.
Probably
it never
not.
It never came up.
No.
Okay. How did it happen the first time?
You know, in all honesty, it was probably, something that that was either, you know, advertised as it were in some, personal ad or it was a water sports ad. And I asked, you know, do you do anything else besides any other kind of toilet play, which is sort of, you know, a strong hint. And, yeah. So, I mean, I would have known before showing up that that's what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing rarely happens by accident.
Well, sometimes it does. Like,
well, okay.
Sometimes you got to go.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. But
anyway, oh my gosh, I've got so many shit stories that don't involve another person, but, that happened to me that, you know, definitely. I don't even want to get into it because it might turn you on. But anyway.
Yeah, right. Right.
Sick
right.
bastard. Anyway, so you liked that first experience.
Oh yeah. I'm sure I didn't, you know, I mean, I'm still, you know, trying to push my own limits. And so I'm sure at the time, you know, I probably spit it out right away as I was coming all over the place, you know, and I mean, I'm sure.
How did it happen? Did he shit in your mouth?
Yeah, he would have. I don't specifically remember the details.
You blacked out. Time.
Yeah, right. No. No, but I don't specifically remember that guy, as it were. But
I remember the guy that shit in your mouth for the first time. Like, I don't know how to even put that together. It seems like I don't understand. Like, this guy shit in your mouth. You don't hardly remember anything about the experience. And this guy shit in your mouth.
I know. I mean, but the
have you seen a psychiatrist?
No, I know. But
hypnotist, something.
But you're, and I think this came through in your podcast, you know, you're fairly horrified by this whole thing.
I mean, I wouldn't say horrified. I don't see the need for it in terms of fulfilling, going to that extreme to fulfill a purpose or to fulfill a submissive desire.
Well,
but shit eating can be a very dangerous thing. It can be, right? So
well, let's do one thing.
Let's talk about that. This,
yeah. Okay, before we get to the health aspect though, when you say, you know, what's the need of getting to that intensity, you know, to me, it's not so very intense. I mean, it is intense. There's no doubt, but is it more intense than,
Eating toenails and stuff nowadays. Yeah. So like, I don't know.
Right. Or, you know, sniffing cock cheese or inhaling farts or sniffing and licking armpits or, mm-hmm. I mean, feet, as you know, is probably the biggest kink that I see on Twitter, at least in our circles. Mm-hmm. Sure. And most of the guys that want to, you know, worship alpha feet would probably prefer stinky feet. I mean, I see that a lot. So we got a faggot that is looking to sniff and lick on stinky feet. Now you tell me that that's a huge distance away from sniffing or kissing a shit log. I mean, there's a huge difference
between those two things.
No, but, and that may be your opinion, but, and again, aside from the health aspect, all right, we can talk about that in a second, sure. But otherwise what we're really talking about, in my opinion, my humble opinion, as a faggot worshiping an alpha, is anything and everything alpha. All right, that's what we worship. And whether it's licking, you know, a dirty uncut cock or smelly armpits or stinky feet or rimming or felching or, you know, eating foot shavings. I've seen that lately.
I've seen you do that.
No, I haven't done that yet. Oh. I'd love to. I'm putting that out there. But no. But you know, drinking piss. Let's just go with that. Let's stay with toilet play. I mean, let's stay with that. So, you know, which is huge. It always has been huge. By the way, just a quick aside, you know, shit play is in the straight community. As you said at the beginning of the show, it's not just eating, it's smearing, it's shit fucking, it's beating off with. And I did a quick, just a little bit of research when I was thinking about what I was going to say tonight. There's a Scat Boy Twitter feed that's got 17,000 followers. That's more than you and me and, you know, our masters and everybody else put together. I mean, there's huge followings for this. So it's not so fringe. It's taboo. And unfortunately, it's taboo in our community, not just our gay community, but in our kink community, which is really unfortunate. But that aside, I just want to make the point, it is really a lot more pervasive than one might think. It is not so fringe. And that's just in Twitter. If you go look at, there's a Scat Boy website, there's a Yellow Hanky website. Those two have been around for at least a decade, way before.
Well, that's why they have so many followers, though. You see that the longevity adds lots of followers. Plus, it's an extreme thing. So like it's viral in a way, like people go,
sure,
oh my God, check out this gross shit. Look at this, you know? There's a virality to it that causes.
Sure. And that's a good point. But nevertheless, there are, you know, tens of thousands at least followers on all of these platforms.
Well, they're exposed to it, but I don't know if they're interested in it as something that they want to do. I just think that they're freaked out by it. You know, I mean,
yeah, it could be. But
car accidents gets lots of eyeballs, but nobody wants to be involved in a car accident. You know, so.
Yeah, I mean that's I get that, but I'd probably disagree with that and just say that, you know, there's a lot of followers, and then you put in the straight community as well. Anyways, but that point made, I just comparing with, for example, drinking piss. All right, I still, aside from the fact that shit is stinkier, and then again the health aspect that we'll get to, but aside from that, what really is the difference? If you're going to be a toilet faggot and you're going to drink a guy's piss, or not a guy's piss, how about, you know, 10 guys? Well, you know, we see that all the time.
Urine is sterile. There's a difference.
Well, but that's the health aspect. I'm talking about what's in the head first. Just what's in the head.
Yeah, okay.
You want to talk about health? Let's talk about health. But, I mean, but you saying, know, one of the,
there, I mean, one of the I do that, think there's a difference.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a difference, literally speaking, and you can point to certain differences. But before we get to the important health, then, let me just say, if you in your podcast, you were talking about, you know, what's in a boy's head, what's in a faggot's head, what is he thinking, what psychological problems does he have that he feels. No, you Thank did. You. I mean, you went there. You
I know, did say and, that. Yes,
you I did. Agree. You did. And, you know, what how. You know, fucked up does somebody have to be
how much abuse this? How much abuse did that faggot have to endure in order to be right. so low that they got to eat shit, you know?
Right. Exactly.
To and feel anything, you know?
Right. And my answer would be fundamentally, there is absolutely no difference between eating shit and drinking piss. There really isn't. And if somebody thinks that there is, then they're fooling themselves from a headspace point of view. Right. You want to switch to health? We can switch to health. But from a headspace point, you ask me what's in my head when I'm chowing down on a log. All right. Just ask me that. You don't have to ask me. I'll answer it. What's in my head is exactly the same humiliation, subspace, you know, thing that the space that I am in, me personally, right. when I am sucking dick or licking feet or drinking piss or licking the rim of a toilet. It's exactly the same headspace, which mm-hmm. is, you know,
humiliation, pure
giving yourself over to pure degradation, but pure submission. Let's take mm-hmm. that. That's what okay. I would say is pure, the ultimate submission. That's what I would say. And okay. yeah, the ultimate degradation, the ultimate humiliation. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So let's talk about the health thing. Okay.
Okay.
So, cause I do think that that's a very, very important aspect of this, that, a lot of the flack that I received, people didn't seem to really want to talk about that at all, but they wanted to just sure. yell at me for not accepting their viewpoint okay. so readily. But whenever I point out the obvious, you know, there are issues there. So what do you say about that argument about the health concern?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I started eating shit at age 15 and I'm still here today. I have never come down with, you know, salmonella or shigella or hepatitis A or E. coli. And those are the things that are principally listed when you right. look up, you know, is it healthy to eat shit or not?
Sure.
Or rather, is it unhealthy, I guess. Nobody's going to argue it's healthy. So I'm staring at one website and the first
right.
line.
It's not a Cliff Bar. You understand that, right?
No. Right. It's not Sprouts. Okay. But it's pre-digested Sprouts. But anyways,
the first line says,
according to so-and-so, that's a poison control center somewhere, eating poop is minimally toxic. That's in quotes, minimally toxic. Now, it goes on to say you can get E. coli, you can get salmonella, you can get shigella, and that parasites and other diseases are transmitted by feces. So you got hep A, you got hep E, and so forth. So is it potentially harmful or dangerous? Yeah. Is it always if you eat a log or three? No, it's not. I'm not a doctor. Don't follow my medical advice. But I'm here to say personally, my personal experience for what, 25, 30 years of eating shit,
yeah.
I'm fine.
I mean, you're like the Donald Trump of faggots. Okay. Like, you're giving out this medical advice.
That hurts. Let's not get into politics.
I brought Sean here to insult you. I'm kidding.
That's okay. But that's my life. I'm a faggot.
Yeah, that's right.
But
eat my shit. But anyways,
yeah. See, so, again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm fine. I've always been fine. I've never come down with anything a day or two after and so forth. The other thing I want to say about the medical aspect is I do happen to, luckily, I don't know how this happened, have a friend of mine who is always has been a big player in the BDSM community, who is also my doctor. And so it's really cool because I get to ask open questions to him, like, hey, bro, what happens if I eat shit? And so
is he a top or, I mean, is he an alpha faggot? Or
he
what?
Is a bottom. He's, okay. he's a bottom. He's not. Yeah. He's faggot. A bottom. Okay. Yeah. He's a faggot. His comment to me was, you know what, at the end of the day, what's really going to happen is you're going to screw up your biome in your stomach temporarily, but most of the bacteria that are in shit are in your gut anyways. And so, one would not expect an average person to come down with anything or to get sick. And certainly you don't eat shit and then run and start vomiting and then get diarrhea and fever and all this stuff the next day. Everybody that happens to no,
no, that's vomiting the happens right after you stick it in your mouth.
Not if you're experienced, my friend. Take practice.
I bet.
It does. It does.
I mean, you apparently blacked out the first time you
did it. No, that was your words. I did not say that. No, that part, how is it that I didn't remember the first guy that shit in my mouth?
Yeah.
My friend, this was not like I lost my virginity, you know. I
mean, it is kind of like that. It's more, it's actually more dramatic. It's actually more dramatic.
It's more dramatic for you.
No, traumatic, traumatic.
Oh, either way, it's not.
I don't understand how you can equate eating your first shit log to losing your virginity. Like, doesn't make any sense to me.
It wasn't even losing my kink virginity, because I had already been drinking piss for
right, exactly. But I mean, I'm saying, yeah. But eating shit is a pretty dramatic thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is.
And you act like it's like, I mean, just like you're eating a snow cone.
It's,
you know?
It's another day. Right? It's another day in the office.
Oh, it's Wednesday. You know, like, no, yeah. It was not. It was the Wednesday you ate your first shit log, okay?
You know, I
should be in your diary.
Again, thanks to you and a couple others, I've really been getting in touch with the submissive aspects of you know, being a faggot, living the faggot life.
Yes. And I've definitely seen a dramatic improvement in you, and like in terms of acceptance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of stuff, and I think at the end of the day, this is all about not judging. I think that you and I can agree on that. And I mean, there's a lot of things I'm not into. I'm
really
actually not into
that.
No, I know, but
not judging people, you know.
But I mean, you know, I don't get fucked. I'm not into it. My ass has never been turned on. I also am not into chastity.
Okay,
I mean,
you've never been fucked.
I have never been. Well, you know, a couple times like the tip and I shot, but I, you know, I'm not a good bottom that way. But I'm really good in other ways. I'm not into fisting. I'm not into chastity. I'm not into enemas. I'm not into public sex. I'm not into felching. I'm not into electric play. I'm not into candles. I'm not into putting tubes down your dick. But I'm not going to say to anybody, you know, oh my God, I can't believe you do that. It's just not me, but I'm into other stuff. And so there you go. You know, that's the best I can say is that to each his own. And, you know, I think that shit play scat, it's certainly not for everybody.
It's,
you know, one of the
most, it's for very few
in comparison to everybody else. Sure. And I, you know, one of the most common things you see on,
it's basically
on,
you.
No, then I would never find any, you know. I was just talking to a guy on your FWA server.
Yeah.
Who, you know, a guy, an alpha, to be respectful, you know, is fascinated by all of this and mm-hmm. I assume wants to do it. And, he doesn't know anything about this interview, but, you know, so that's an alpha on the, FWA, Discord server, you know, who hit me up.
Actually, well, let me know who it is so I can delete it.
Absolutely not. Listen to you. I'm having no impact on you whatsoever.
I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding, obviously.
All right.
I don't delete anybody unless they're breaking the rules, you know.
Chastity is a really good example of something that I absolutely cannot relate to in any way. I get the headspace that, you know, there's an alpha who is controlling, you know, your body and particularly your maleness. Right. Mm-hmm. But that's as far as it goes. It doesn't, I see no sexuality to that at all. For myself, at least, you know, I get it, but
if you've never been in chastity,
no. And I wouldn't, I mean, I think
you would, I think you would. No, I mean, I really do think that you would understand the power of it once you get into it and once you put yourself in chastity or get put in chastity.
I'll make you a deal.
Nope. I'm not, no deal. Right. I don't need a bib for that. I'm not going to do anything like that. Okay.
But anyways, you know, it's about, we are already, you and I are already in a kink community. I think it's probably safe to say it's a sub community of BDSM. And, you know, which again is both gay and straight, and bi and so on. And
yeah, I guess
transgender.
I don't really care. I don't care for the BDSM thing though, because I don't really like to be a part of that community, because I feel like I'm reaching for something beyond just some sort of fetish group. I'm looking at the entire scope of male hierarchy and not just, are you into leather play or some shit, like, or shit, you know, or whatever. Like, I don't want to be a part of a, you know, a fetish community. I want to be the truth, you know? And I feel like hierarchy as a philosophical structure works beyond that. It's just what all men are subject to. You don't have to be a part of a BDSM community to get that. A straight man living his life is still subject to hierarchy. You know, he doesn't have to be a part of a leather group to understand that, you know? So
That's interesting. I don't disagree with that. I respect that. I've always resisted it. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that that's really interesting. And so maybe my point doesn't hold then, but what I was going to say is
nope.
That we are doing it. Yeah. We are in a kink community and
I definitely traffic in that. So, yeah.
Sure. Okay. And so this is a kink. Scat is a kink. So is water sports. And whether it's inside the hierarchy or not, it's still a kink. You know, it definitely is.
All of it is. I'm not saying that it's not hierarchical, but I just feel like it just seems like a repulsive way to express what can be expressed very well without it, you know. I mean, I just
but rimming
is so disgusting. No, I mean, but rimming is different than eating shit.
But is it? I mean, here we go with health aspects. It's precisely the same, really. If you're gonna lick an asshole and you have no idea whether it's clean or dirty, and I'm sure if you're into rimming, then you're gonna find plenty of dirty assholes that you're eating. You know, you're gonna be exposing yourself to the exact same health risks, maybe at a lesser quantity, but still the same. All right. So you're gonna get Shigella or Salmonella or E. coli from licking out a dirty asshole. And from a headspace point of view, is it really that different, except the intensity? I get it from a normal point of view. If you're going to eat shit, you know, that's just so different from licking an asshole, but it's just a degree next door. It really is. I mean, that's my view at least. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that
that's people, an interesting point there.
Well, I mean, you know, how far up an alpha ass do you put your tongue? I
generally don't enter their asshole because, you know, most of the time I'm rimming straight guys. And so like, they don't, just to get them to allow you to lick their ass is a struggle because they're like, you know, I don't want to be gay, you know? and they definitely don't want something in there because then they feel like they're being penetrated. No matter how good it feels.
I you know, that's just not my experience. I think that, you know, you'll find a lot of gay boys that have, you know, been licking straight ass and the guy is very comfortable with the sensation and shoots fairly quickly if you can get that tongue up there. But that's sort of a different podcast.
There's no doubt about it. But the question is, do they want you to do that? You know,
well,
you might stick your tongue in it. You probably immediately stick your tongue right up their ass. Okay, let me get the log. Where's the log at? You know,
so it's so not true. But I would be overjoyed if there was one there. No, but
like my point, like a turtle head poking.
Yeah, that's what we call it. You know, but again, is it, I mean, I think that you're drawing lines that really aren't there. If you're going to say that licking an ass is so vastly different from, say, licking a dirty ass. And that is so vastly different from getting a little bit of shit on your tongue, which is so vastly different from, you know, having a little turd pop out, which is, I mean, you know, you can go down this road. I'm just saying, is it really, you're licking a dude's ass, my friend. Do you realize what you're doing?
A plate full of shit.
Yeah, but you're licking ass. I mean, do you understand what you're doing? You're licking a dude's ass.
I do understand. Thank you.
Okay. All right. But that's where I'm at. And that's my headspace is just, it's the ultimate humiliation, I guess, the ultimate submission for that kind of play. Yeah. And if it's not that unhealthy, which my own experience for me says it's not, then, you know, go for it. If that's what you want to do, go for it. And the larger point is, you know, one kink community shouldn't be judging another. You know, we should be supporting, you know, all of these weird trips that we're all on. I mean, you know, everybody's got these closets full of kinks that they're into that they don't want to talk about. Here's you and I, you know, talking to the world. So good for us.
We're unafraid. Again, we're unapologetic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As faggots.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll fight you on our knees.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
I'm going to use that.
That point is taken. I definitely agree with you there that, you know, I wouldn't have covered, honestly, I would not have covered scat on this podcast probably. But it was requested, and so I was like, okay, I'll take it on.
Yeah, and as I recall, somebody had canceled, so be careful just deciding to do something on the cuff.
Particularly when it's not a subject that I really obviously I'm not a fan of, I'm not interested in. So, like, I don't know why people would ask me these kinds of, like, I want you to talk about scat, like. I've never featured it on the website. I've written about it unfavorably, but like they wanted me to talk about it. I'm thinking, okay, well now you're going to get me to go in this area that I don't really want to talk about, but I did it and I was honest about my opinion and boy, that went over like a bowl of of fibrous shit. Okay. Like nobody liked that opinion at all. So I was glad that you wanted to get on here with me and talk about it openly. And I always value your opinion. I think you're an insightful brother and you're definitely throwing it out there, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I got to make the point that, you know, I'm not a shit pig. It's not.
Yes, you are.
It's not all I do, and it's not even primarily what I do. It's just one thing that, you know.
Look, you told me that you told me that you go to dog parks and eat shit right off the grass.
Take that back right now. You're going to edit that out, aren't you?
No, I'm going to keep it. That's
absolutely not true. You're terrible.
I know. I'm lying about that. I'm just joking.
But now that's don't put down my brothers that eat dog shit. No, I'm kidding.
Said it to you, you're probably going to go do it.
Well, it's an interesting idea. No,
alpha's got a dog.
Oh. Yeah, right. Freak. I think I said to you in my message to you about the original podcast, you know, as long as innocents aren't involved. So we're talking no animals, no kids, you know, no under 18, but, you know, consenting adults, I mean, that's where we should be. If you want to do something, do it. If you want to explore, if you want to push boundaries, if you want to push your limits, do it. If you don't like it, don't do it again. If you think you might, you know, find somebody who pushed your limits a little bit more, whatever it is, you know, I'm getting into.
What if a 15-year-old was taking a shit in the park? Would you go over there and eat that shit?
Absolutely not. Because a 15-year-old.
No, but the shit's not 15.
That's why I wouldn't. Otherwise, yeah. This shit's not 15. No, I'm not getting anywhere near kids. But
no, I'm not saying grab it out of his asshole, but what if he took a shit and walked away? Like, would you go over there and go, oh gosh, fresh shit, I need to eat it, you know?
Fresh shit, I need to eat it. No, that is not what's going through my head. Okay. This is still, it's still
dom sub kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, fags worship alphas. It's the power exchange. Submission. Yeah.
When was the last time you ate a shit log?
A week ago. What did you just say?
I just exhaled loudly.
Yes, that's what I thought you said.
I mean, the on the subtitles is going to have parentheses.
Snickers,
exhales, exhales loudly. So
yeah. maybe 2 weeks ago.
I can't. 2 weeks ago. Okay, that's great. Yeah, have you brushed your teeth since then, or?
My ask me a serious question. Come on.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I mean, I think that you made your point about what. I mean, do you feel like you've made your point that you wanted me to understand that where I'm getting this wrong?
I think so. I don't think I've really convinced you of anything, but I think that
it's important. No, I actually, you have in a way, definitely. I mean, I think the point that I really am taking away from this conversation is that we can't judge other people's fetishes just because we don't understand them or have that interest, you know? So
yeah,
that's definitely an important thing that you brought out that I think I agree with 100%. So,
and it's well said. What you just said, I think is perfectly stated. Well, there you go. Facts have egos sometimes. I am working on my ego. I really am. I think that's super important. It's not, are you into it? You can even be grossed out by it, but it's what we shouldn't be doing is, especially as a persecuted community, whether that's BDSM or just being gay or being a faggot or whatever, is to judge other people.
Each other,
and that's the one thing
judge
each other. Exactly. I mean, what would be nice is if we support each other, but mm-hmm. certainly don't judge each other. And so, that is the point. And I'm glad that that's your takeaway. Means that I was successful in that one point in communicating that. So that's cool.
didn't come on here thinking that you were going to convince me to eat shit, right?
To go eat shit. No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
All right, I just was hoping that it wasn't going to break your heart there.
No, that was not my goal. But I appreciate your opening your head to that. And
I don't have all the answers. I'm still learning, just like everybody else. Even you could be a faggot your whole entire life. I mean, I've been a faggot for 23 years or something like that. You know, like, and I've learned a lot and I've experienced a lot. And so have you, you know, I think you're a little older than me.
A little, just a tad.
Yeah. So like, we've gone through a lot, you know, in our lives serving men, and we've learned a lot. So it's just, there's more to learn. Every alpha is different and every faggot is different. And the experience that we have just kind of build, and we kind of learn to understand like the breadth of what's possible when an alpha and a faggot get together.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Your point that, you know, each alpha is different, each faggot's different. So that the dynamic between just two individuals mm-hmm. is always going to be sort of mind blowing in this scene. And then you've got, on top of that, you've got an alpha who, you know, I appreciate alphas that do want to push your limits and experience more themselves. And right. so you've got the whole sexual aspect that's individualized and pushed and right. so on. I mean, I really support pushing limits. I think that's just, it's living life.
But here's the thing, like each time, each interaction, is some new kind of nuance that reveals more about hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's one reason why I like to feature the stories of people that I encounter, because I'm using it as a tool to kind of hold up a mirror to hierarchy and look at it that way. You know, like, you know, here is what is happening on the ground around the world or whatever. So, you know, you just come to understand more about the motivations underneath it, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I feel sometimes this might not be right. Maybe it's a question to ask you, for advice, but I feel like when I'm with an alpha, I want to have sort of a blank slate in my head that he can write on, that he can, you know, fill out for me, and so that I become what he wants, what he expects.
Right. Well, that's exactly how you have to approach it, for sure. I mean, this is one thing I really cannot stand generally, is like faggots who come in with their list of things that they want or need or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's not about us.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that absolutely drives me crazy. Like, I'm looking for a guy who will, make me stand on my head for 10 hours. Like, what? Like,
what's in it for him? What's in it for the alpha?
Exactly. This is one thing I see in like FinDom. Like, I'll have faggots ask me, do you know of any alphas that will just humiliate me online? And I don't have to pay them. They just want to humiliate me online. I keep telling them, what man is going to want to sit there and just humiliate you for nothing? Like, just to get you off? I don't understand what the point is. You know, it's totally the opposite of what hierarchy is, you know?
Right. Totally agree. 100%.
And with the shit play, you could be a faggot that loves to eat shit. What is it in it for the man if he doesn't want to do that? Like,
well, if he doesn't want to do it, then nothing. But
these faggots think that they like the alpha should want to do that because they want to do it. How it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Ridiculous. Yeah, no, and probably just like most people, most alphas probably aren't into it, and so there you go. Right, you're not gonna, yeah. But I mean, again, back to my original point, which I won't convince you of. If an alpha, is into, one kind of dirty play, it's not a far cry to push for something more intense. Mm-hmm. And so, there are alphas who, of course, that I've met over the years, who are absolutely into, toilet play of all kinds. And then there are plenty of alphas who aren't. The alpha it's the alpha you're with and what that alpha wants.
Here's a question I have. In your time as a shit eating faggot, scat faggot, I don't know what you call it yourself, but do you find that more straight alphas do that or gay alphas? It seems like straight alphas are more into fart play than gay alphas, but I have more experience with straight alphas, than gay alphas. So
I'm thinking in my past, and that's interesting. I'd love to hear more about that another time. Your experience with straight alphas, because, I haven't had that many experiences with that, but I can't really answer that because I haven't had enough contact with straight alphas. I think that I first started meeting straight alphas when I got onto Twitter, which was relatively recent.
My
real experience in toilet play over the years in the past has been with gay alphas, and they are, for the most part, if they're willing to do it, then they're into doing it. And they do get their own, dom. They get off on the domination aspect. They realize as much as the faggot does.
Gay alphas and straight alphas, there's no difference at all other than sexual preference. And I mean, honestly, the gay alphas, this is one thing that I have over the years have been shocked by, because like straight alphas are, we all deal with straight alphas in our everyday life, but gay alphas are exactly the same. They'll use a faggot and treat a faggot just the same way a straight alpha will, and it's really stunning. I honestly think that it's one of the great proofs that hierarchy is real, because these men all respond, regardless of sexual preference, to power the same way. And so
that totally makes sense. And it sort of dovetails into what I was going to say, that my attempt at an answer to your question in terms of what is, if you were asking this in part, which is what is an alpha getting out of this, is the pure domination.
Sure.
So it's the flip side into of it. The exact if same coin.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. If they're into it. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you know, like an alpha is not going to take a shit on a plate because a faggot wants to get off on it. You know, like it's just, that's right. Not how
there has to be sort of a meeting of the minds, as it were, that play is, mm-hmm. you know, is consensual and something that both individuals are into. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I have a hard time picturing a lot of the straight alphas in FinDom ever being involved in shit play. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them are very dominant. Like Diesel Derek is very dominant as a young straight alpha. I still don't see him doing shit play, you know?
I mean, but I mean, if it's one thing to do, you know, to say smearing or shit fucking or something like that, all right, or shitting on a plate, which is what you just said. It's another thing entirely to just take a dump in a faggot's mouth. Now that statement, you just that sentence, take a dump in a faggot's mouth, I bet you're going to get a lot more doms who'd say, fuck yeah, sure, why not? You know,
really?
That's what faggots are for. You know, let's talk about that. That's what faggots are for. I bet you're going to get a lot more doms that are going to respond to that kind of a sentence than, you know, will you shit on a plate so I can take a fork in, or will you make a shit sandwich for me?
I was going to ask you if you use a fork and knife or not.
I've also done it directly. I mean, I like directly just because it's the purest form of
it's
dude.
Fresh.
No, it's dude, I'm taking a shit in your mouth. Lie down. You know, fucking you faggot, lie down. And I'm gonna take a fucking shit in your mouth, and I want you to clean my ass after. And I'm gonna wipe, and if there's anything fucking on it, I'm gonna slap the fuck out of you. Mm. Right. Now that's just pure dom. All right. Mm. You're not smearing it, you're not playing with it. So I'm gonna take a shit in your faggot mouth. And you know, a guy says that to me, guess what? I'm flat on my back. All right. If a guy says, I need to take a fucking piss, faggot, get on your knees.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's exactly the same. I'm on my knees. You know, whatever that dumb, whatever my alpha wants, whatever an alpha wants, mm-hmm. that's what I give. And, you know, if they know that I'm a toilet, then they know that that option is there for them if they want it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Great. Stop. Stop. Stop.
I'm going to puke.
Oh, that's a whole nother one too. No. I'm
yeah. Right. Oh God. No, we're not going to get into puke play tonight, folks.
All right.
Please.
All right, bro.
Please.
Right,
please. Bro. Please draw a line. Okay. Get a grip on yourself, sister. anyway.
I love it.
Well, I really enjoyed talking to you. I really enjoyed it, and I did learn a few things, and I definitely have been taught something, so I appreciate that.
And I have too. I appreciate your insight. I appreciate again everything that you guys do, that you do, and you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it too, man. I really did. I love you, bro.
All right, love you too. Bye.
End transmission.
Well, I can't say that he made a disciple out of me on this. I'm not converting, okay, to eating shit. I'm probably never going to make that change, okay? It's always been a hard no for me. I don't even understand why it's necessary, but anyway. It is what it is. But I had a really good time talking to him, and he took my, you know, sense of humor well enough about it. So it's good. You know, we had a good time, and I wouldn't mind talking to him about non-shit topics. Hopefully, maybe I'll talk to him about toenail eating or something. I don't know. He's into all kinds of crazy shit, but. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you guys learned something. I don't know much about this, so, you know, I definitely learned a few things. And, you know, I guess I kind of see more of his point. So, see, faggots can change. I can learn. as always, I view my time with the podcast and the website is intellectual
instruction on how to be a better faggot. So for myself. And so, I'm always trying to be open about new experiences. So, you know, sometimes it works out. Chastity was a change for me and it worked out really well. Shit eating is not going to be on the plate. Literally. Okay. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I'll talk to you soon. Love ya.
Bye.